To stay on top in business, stay on top of your technology with the new Business Desk podcast, The Business of Tech. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
We came close to power cuts this morning, with Transpower issuing a nationwide grid emergency, worried that there was a risk of insufficient power generation. So three problems happened all at once: a mechanical failure at one of Contact's power plants, basically the gas turbine wouldn't spark. There was a sudden drop in wind speeds, and then there was a drop in power from one of the five turbines at Genesis Huntly Power Station. With us now is energy consultant Murray Ellis. Hey, Murray.
Hello. Good afternoon.
This feels like a repeat of last year when we had three things go wrong at once and we actually had power cuts. Is it close to a repeat?
It got close to that repeat. It appears that they've been quite well managed, so never got quite as far as blackouts. But in most respects, yes, it's a repeat.
Are we cutting it fine with capacity? Is that the problem here?
The underlying problem is that New Zealand's power system is running too close to the edge on its total capacity. So we don't have the spare capacity to cope with problems when inevitably they do arise. I mean, things like the wind speeds dropping is not exactly unforeseen or unexpected.
Mm. So how did we end up in this situation? Because we had a couple of closures. We had Contact and Mercury closing a couple of stations down about 7 years back.
We did, and before that we had a prolonged period where we had a surplus of capacity and there was no problem, but this resulted in low prices, so Contact and Mercury gave up on a couple of their stations and shut them down. One unit at Huntly also shut down, and that got rid of the spare capacity, but now we're finding we're short of capacity.
Okay, well then the solution is let's get some more capacity. Have we got any coming on?
Very little. There's a wee bit of wind power, but it's very small scale. No large stations at all.
And the next big thing that's planned is that awful Onslow project.
Well, that's a boondoggle in the far distance.
Yeah, okay, so we shouldn't hold our breath for that, should we?
Definitely not. I mean, it'll be into the 1930s at least before that can be built. And most likely it won't be built anyway.
Does that mean then, Murray, that this is the future? Every winter is going to be like this?
This each winter for quite a while until something gets changed, yes.
I see that Transpower has warned that between now and early August, we have 12 more days where we are at risk, heightened risk of power cuts.
Okay, the 12 is not a fixed number. That's just one estimate of what it might be like. But it's just saying that these situations are now becoming normal.
Okay, and so what are the chances that any of those 12 days we do actually get power cuts?
Quite high.
Oh, geez.
All it takes is one of them to be worse than the others, and that's what will happen.